We're joined on the phone right now by David Glenn, longtime host of the David Glenn Show, now writes the Holding Court with David Glenn column on our website, chapelboro.com. David, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And what was your biggest takeaway from the game on Saturday, where the Tar Heels stand after that game against Duke?
Well, good morning, Aaron. It's always good to be with you. I think where the Tar Heels stand, at least for now, is right on the NCAA tournament bubble, because they have a very unusual resume in the sense that every team they have been supposed to beat, they have beaten. And yet in their seven games, you could say as the underdog, including against Duke, they're not only 0-7 against those teams who are all headed to the NCAA tournament. They've lost by an average of about 20 points. They've given up about 90 points per game. So they have been slaughtered by the competition that is headed to the big dance. And that leaves them in a precarious position as they head to Clemson, which you correctly described. That would be a quality win. They still have to go to Virginia Tech later. That could be a quality win. Of course, they go to Duke to close the regular season. That would be an amazing win. But Hubert Davis in year one is right on the edge between the NIT and the NCAA tournament.
What are your thoughts about Coach Davis? I mean, we're celebrating Mike Krzyzewski's last year at Duke this year, or marking it, commemorating it, whatever verb you want to use there. But we forget Coach K struggled for several years before Duke really took off. Dean Smith, kind of the same story when he took over in the 60s, several years of struggles before they got good. Hubert Davis in year one doesn't have a signature win yet, but the Tar Heels actually have a decent record on the standings compared to K's first year or Dean's first year. What are your thoughts about Hubert so far?
I've always believed the starting point is it's more about the Jimmies and the Joes than the X's and the O's. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is whether it's Dean Smith or Mike Krzyzewski or Hubert Davis or anybody else, in years where they have elite talent, future first-round draft picks, et cetera, they tend to do a lot better. In years where they do not have any or as much elite talent, they tend to do not as well. And that really applies even to the Hall of Fame coaches. And the reality is, I've covered Tar Heel basketball since 1987. The overwhelming majority of those Carolina basketball teams had one or sometimes many future first-round NBA draft picks on the roster. And the reality is, whether the fans want to hear it or not, this UNC roster does not have that. I mean, Armando Bacot's a very good college basketball player and probably a first-team All-ACC player. He's probably not a first-round NBA draft pick. Neither is Caleb Love. Neither is anybody else on this roster. So when you have less elite talent, you look a lot like everybody else. I think if he finishes in the top five of the ACC and figures out a way to make the NCAA tournament, that's a strong rookie head coach season. I know it's hard for fans to see it that way, but the reality is somebody like Duke has first-round pick Paolo Banchero and first-round pick A.J. Griffin and first-round pick Mark Williams and maybe even others. And that's the number one reason, even more than Coach K, that the Blue Devils are in first place and headed to a very high NCAA tournament seat.
Speaking with David Glenn, and with that in mind, do you think this is just, in terms of recruiting, just a down couple of years for Carolina, or is there something more institutional, systemic, that's putting Carolina at a disadvantage compared to like the Dukes or Kentuckys?
Yeah, we don't know yet. It's too early to tell. The reality is that proof will be over the next couple of years when you see what Hubert Davis does on the recruiting trail. Because how many years, Aaron, have we heard about or maybe even watched the McDonald's All-American game? And then, oh, wow, there's those three guys going to Duke, and then there's those three other guys going to Carolina. I remember when Dean Smith recruited guys in 1990 named Eric Montross and Brian Reese and Derek Phelps, and 3 years later, those McDonald's All-Americans were helping him win the national championship in 1993. The Tar Heels have not done what Duke and Kentucky and others have done lately in terms of just those very high-end high school prospects in particular. And of course, nowadays, you have to recruit the best major college transfers as well. You know, Walker Kessler is playing for somebody else right now, and he's a really high-end talent as a guy who transferred away from the Tar Heels. Dayron Sharp is an NBA guy but stayed only 1 year. So it's trickier now. But it all comes back to recruiting. And I think when Hubert Davis gets elite talent, he's going to have the Tar Heels in these elite places. And if he gets something less than elite talent, he's going to have his hands full against teams like Duke, who even under John Shire is about to bring in the number one recruiting class in the entire nation.
Speaking again with David Glenn, and as we wrap up, Carolina's back on the court tomorrow. Got a chance to bounce back on the road at Clemson. It would be a signature win of sorts. What's your take on the Tar Heels' chances? What do they have to do to get the win?
Well, Clemson's a solid team, not a great team. The Tigers do not have nearly as many offensive weapons as some of the teams that have really taken it to the Tar Heels, including Duke and Kentucky, et cetera. So it's going to be about execution. I thought it was interesting that Hubert Davis complimented Brady Manick for his poise and composure and his lack of nerves against Duke. Sometimes that is coach speak for a lot of my other guys who are really, really, really nervous, even if I don't say that out loud. And when you're on the road, I mean, even though Clemson's, you know, a middling team, they're well coached by Brad Brownell. Those fans treat a visit by the Tar Heels like one of their Super Bowls. And it's going to take confidence and poise and taking smart shots and obviously much better defense than the Tar Heels have played in their seven losses. I think Carolina's the better team than Clemson, but they have to prove that on the road. And in ACC play, that has not been an easy thing to do.
Check out the Holding Court column that David writes on our website, chapelboro.com. David Glenn, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Always fun, Aaron. Take care.